Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Welcome into the Divas Dish Podcast. I am your midday diva, Cherie Taylor, along with the weekend diva, Elise Riley. We took a couple days off because our producer, Peaches, would not let us in here without her. We did our show without her, and she got all over. She has no voice. And so in scratchy voice today, she's like, all right, I pulled three topics for you. You're going to stick to these three topics, and that is it. So did you get that note?
Oh, yeah. We may have went a little overboard on Monday.
We went crazy. We were all over the board. What do we always say? There goes the train. Here's the tracks. It's nowhere near the tracks. We're jumping a mountain, jumping the shark, and there's Fonzie on the ski boat over in a distance.
But it had been like 3 weeks since we did a podcast.
God, so much to talk about.
There was so much going on. I mean, she just needs to chill.
She needs to chill. I'm sorry. She's over there. You know what? You said, Peaches, I'm sorry you can't talk. You said your voice is scratchy. You did not want to be on the air. It's not your best voice. So you know what? Elise and I have to talk. And don't worry. We'll stay to these three topics and then some.
Maybe. We'll see.
All right, let's get going. Okay. Have you ever been through a drive-through or any kind of restaurant? Maybe you're sitting inside a restaurant and they forget something. I love my unsweetened tea and I'm always like, unsweetened tea, lots of ice, absolutely no lemon. And what happens? They bring it with a ton of lemon or is still a lemon stuck on the side of the glass. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no. See, that drives me nuts. What drives me more insane is either you're going through a drive-through or you're inside a restaurant and they forget something. Every time you ask for it, they forget. And it's still on your bill when you get done.
Oh, yeah. I always ask for sour cream everywhere
we go. You
love
some sour cream.
Yeah. And so we were at Texas Roadhouse the other night. I asked for sour cream with my chicken strips. That's what I like.
Okay.
It took homegirl like 4 more times of coming by. Can I get you guys anything else? Yes, the sour cream I asked for 30 minutes ago.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
I can't eat without it.
You like, can't. No, that is your thing.
So
that's
now my
jam.
Food is cold and I'm waiting for sour cream. I'm like, ma'am.
Man, really? I need to speak to a manager, and if I don't get a manager, I'm either taking a big bucket of peanuts when I leave.
They've been there, done that.
Or, you know, that armadillo costume you got? It's going to look lovely at my house.
Yeah.
Too bad if somebody's in it when I take it. They forgot your sour cream. Maybe they heard our podcast when you talked about the big bucket of peanuts that you in college.
They're probably punishing me for the bucket of peanuts. That was like 10 years ago.
We never said what it was. But yeah, I've I take a bunch of straws, like if I'm in a restaurant mm-hmm. that has the straws, because here's why.
Yep.
Here's why. I'm not stealing, but there's so many times you go through a drive-thru or you're sitting at a table and they forget your straw. I'm literally, I have sensitive teeth. I do not like drinking a drink without, especially with a lot of ice. I like a lot of ice. I know I should balance that out and it would be fine. But no, I am paying to be there. Bring me a straw.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same way.
And they usually have them in their apron, but I love it when they're like, let me go in the back and see if we have any.
Oh, no, even better when they judge you for it. They're like, well, we don't give out straws because we like to save the sea turtles here. And I'm just like, really?
Really?
When you go to Charleston, there's no straws to be found. We bring our own. So I'm like getting out a silicone straw from my thing and putting it in my drink. And they just look at me. I'm like, well, you weren't going to give me a straw.
It's silicone. It's reusable. Yeah. It is reusable.
I carry reusable straws when I go out of town.
Yeah. You know what? The sea turtles have been fine. How about people correcting the problem and not littering? It's not necessarily the straws. That's like saying cigarettes, yeah, cause cancer, but people smoking cigarette causes cancer.
Yeah.
It's not the cigarettes sitting in the pack by themselves.
Oh, yeah. No, it's so the straws, I carry them in my car, too, because I'm like, they're always going to forget.
Exactly.
I do carry an extra spoon or an extra fork, too.
Oh, the worst, because I live in downtown, and you know the restaurant I'm speaking of that everyone goes to. Everybody says they don't eat it, but they go to it. And I get my unsweetened tea, and I'll order something for my kids that come in a box that make you joyous. We'll just say that.
Yeah.
A joyous box. We'll call it, they order a joyous box. And something's always, they're always, can you pull up? Because I have one kid that doesn't like pickles and onions, so it's always like, just check ketchup and cheese. So, yeah, I know. But anyway, I said a condiment and that just made you gross out.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, but you do sour cream. That's a different...
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have like a therapist on here one day to talk. I know, Peaches. I'm sorry. Peaches is like, stop right now.
You know how I feel about sour cream?
I know, exactly. Okay, so anyway, yeah, I'm getting a little off track. But they always tell you to pull up. And they've already handed you your drinks. And then you're looking at them like, can I please have my straw? And they look at you like you're insane and like you're bothering them mm-hmm. by asking for them to do their job.
They're like, oh, it'll be in the bag.
So you know what? My joyous box was not joyous that day.
Well, apparently this lady's trip to the joyous box was also not.
Okay, this is so funny. See, Peaches, we actually got on track here. I know. A woman in Florida was so upset last week when McDonald's wouldn't give her one packet of dipping sauce for every flavor that she threatened to rob the place. What was she doing? Like a research thing of all the different flavors?
Seriously.
They're 25 cents a pack, lady. Why don't you pony up the extra quarter so if you want all these flavors, and you know what? Nuggets come in like what? The box of 4, 10, and then 20? Were you trying to get a sauce per nugget?
I'm sure she was. There had to be a reason behind this. She must have been like doing some kind of taste test.
Yeah,
I don't know. But
you know what? She was an angry woman because she threatened to rob the place if they did not give her the sauces. The employees then called the cops and she was arrested for disorderly conduct. How do you put that down? I mean, once again, we talked about when someone stole the mattress. What are you in for? Oh, I'm stealing a mattress. That's what I'm in for. Not murder one, mattress one. So this woman is like down for the count in the hoosegow. Yes, I said hoosegow again. For threatening to rob the place because she did not get her sauces. Now, I've been upset when they don't give you the sauces. You've been upset when they don't give you sour cream. You did not rob that place that didn't bring you the sour cream.
Nor would I.
You, however, maybe that's paying it forward or paying it backward because you did have a lovely bucket of peanuts in college.
I did. Lot of peanuts.
Lot of peanuts.
For a whole
lot
semester.
Of stories. Yeah, exactly. An employee told her she'd have to pay 25 cents for each packet. The woman totally flipped out. The woman's name is McGuire McLaughlin.
Wow.
She's angry about the sauces, but not about that mouthful of a name.
That's a lot.
Remember we talked about mouthfeel the other day?
Yeah.
How does that feel in your mouth saying that
one? Not well. That's a horrible name. I feel so sorry for her.
Okay, first of all, she bought a bunch of food at 3:45 a.m. That kind of mm-hmm. gives it away that
exactly.
she was a little bit, maybe she was feeling a little bit happy without yeah. buying a joyous box.
I know. I noticed that time and I'm like, something probably contributed to her anger and her
flipping
out. Yeah. But, I mean,
maybe she was hangry. Maybe she was hangry.
She could have been hangry. I mean, I feel that. I understand.
And she resisted arrest.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do, to resist arrest? I mean, first of all, you're threatening to rob the McDonald's, and you're staying there till the cops get there. It's 3:45 a.m. Come on. Did she have nowhere to go?
Normally I can yawn while you are talking about something, but it hit at a weird time.
Well, thank you for yawning while I'm talking about something.
Better than when you're not talking.
So if you heard that little pause, Elise took a little brief yawn because, you know what? I was boring her. I, however, am living on sugar-free Red Bull today. Yeah. It is that day.
My drink is caffeine-free over here with the Sprite Zero. She has a sugar-free Red Bull in her hand.
And I have another one, and I'm not afraid to use it.
Yeah.
And I also have an unsweetened tea with a straw and lots of ice and absolutely no lemon sitting on my desk for later.
You go drive-through, whichever one came through for that.
That was QT. You know why? Because I made it myself.
Exactly.
I went in there because QT, I love me some QT. So if you're listening, Mr. QT, mm-hmm. we would love you to be a sponsor
we
of the Divas
QT.
Dish Podcast. We love us some QT. I love some tea, some unsweetened tea. None of that flavor, none of that sugar, just flavored.
Perhaps if this woman had gone to QT, she could have gotten her sauces.
You know what?
They don't have as many sauces, but they'll give them to you.
They'll give them to you, yeah. And they even have, like, the toppings bar.
They do.
I've made myself a little salad out of the toppings bar, and they charge me a quarter.
I've made nachos, like, full-on, like, nachos.
Full-on nachos from that? Oh, yeah.
And then taking them to the movie theater and eat them while I watch a movie.
Once again, sneaking in food to the movie theater. I love that. Advantages of your husband working at a movie theater.
I was just going to say, let me just go ahead and put it out there that my husband works at the movie theater.
Okay. So speaking of work and jobs and your husband who is turning 30.
He is this weekend.
I can't believe Colin is turning 30 because that is the same year I graduated high school. And I'm 17, so I do not understand how that
happened. It's just weird.
Math is hard.
It is.
Math is very hard. So if you are playing along at home doing the math, you understand I'm not 17.
Yeah.
I act like I'm 2, but I'm not 17. Okay, here are 4 things you should be able to do by the time you are 30. Actually, first of all, proofread is one because, Peaches, as I'm looking at the copy you gave us here, the headline says 4 things you should be able to do by the time you are 30. And I'm teasing Peaches because she has no voice and she can't say anything.
It's true.
I just did the headline. You read the highlight.
Here are 5.
Wait a minute, Peaches. You should be able to proofread, Peaches.
And there's a list. It literally says here are 5 things and there's a list of 4. 1 through 4.
So she makes fun of us for going off topic. She can't even do a topic.
Wow.
All right. First of all, let's talk about 1, know how to run a meeting. And I'm sure there's going to be a meeting with Super Dave, you, me, and Peaches right after this podcast.
Oh, I'm sure.
That means not letting it run long or our podcast long, not letting people go on to too many tangents. Peaches.
We clearly don't know how to do this.
Peaches, I know why you pulled this now. Okay. Have an agenda. Be clear about goals. I am feeling DJ shamed. You know, there's slut shaming. So yeah. We are DJ shamed.
I'm feeling very...
Maybe diva shamed. Maybe we should be calling it diva shamed.
Yeah, I'm feeling very affected by this statement.
I need to go get in my safe place right now. Have an agenda. Be clear about goals. Redirect conversations to stay on topic.
Now, we do know how to do that.
We do know how to redirect, we get back on topic.
Yep.
I know it annoys her, but guess what? We get on topic. Okay, how to have a tough conversation. I think that tough conversation is coming later about Peaches and being part of the Divas Dish podcast anymore. Maybe, wait a minute, do you actually have a sore throat? I don't know. She's not even conversating right now. She turned her back to us and put her hoodie up. What is up with that? What is up with that? Okay, like if someone screws up or needs directions, it's possible to have a blunt and nice conversation at the same time, but it takes practice. Not hiding behind your hoodie, Peaches.
Yeah, I cannot do this. I'll go ahead and tell you that. I'm 30. Currently for a couple more months.
I'm a big girl now.
I 100% cannot do this. I hate confrontation. I think that's why I like working in radio alone in the studio. Like
Professionally, I can have confrontation. In my personal life, if it's something that's going to make me feel awkward or icky, I will run for the hills. I will avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
I am an avoider emotionally when it comes to relationship, personal relationship. But work, I'm a force to be reckoned with. I will speak my mind. Ask some salespeople. There are salespeople that stay away from me now. Okay, how to stand up for yourself, but do it professionally. I do know, like I just said, yeah. I know how to stand up for myself professionally. Meeting your assertive without being too defensive. We have some very defensive people here that will try to be funny and go after you. It's very passive aggressive the way they joke. And then all of a sudden they get mad if you come back at them. So you know what? If you're going to dish it out, you ought to be able to take it. Just like my grandmother used to say, the earlier you learn how to do it, the better. Otherwise, you can get taken advantage of. And I don't want to say this too loud, but my door is always open, especially to some of our female employees here, because you and I and some other female employees, I'm always like, my door's open. Come vent to me. Always vent to me. Don't vent to the guys, because when you vent to the guys, they don't know how to handle emotion the way we do, and especially in the workplace. So we have our moments of, all right, get it out here in the office. We'll have a cry fest. We'll have a scream fest. And when we go out the door, never let them see you cry, because you're going to have to work three times as hard.
Oh, yeah. That's some of the best advice that I have been given since starting all of this.
Yeah.
You just got to do it.
You know what? That's from my years of being frustrated and just being angry and going, okay, why do I feel stepped on here? Finally, when you speak up, when you show your teeth to people, not in a mean way, but a very professional, firm way, they'll stop.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and also how to bounce back from a mistake. Good first step is taking responsibility when something is your fault and not trying to pin it on someone else. Everybody makes mistakes. It happens. You learn from it. You grow from it. And speaking of making mistakes, we've got a new girl on staff. We absolutely love her. She's not here at Magic. She's at another station, but she does help us with some of the video elements now. She's so sweet and she's so nice, but she decided to take on our ops director Super Dave for wearing a Clemson hat today. I'm glad she, you know what? I am glad that she did that when I was not in the office.
Oh, yeah. Because you were just there and you had walked off to go do something in the studio. And
So she said something about Super Dave's Clemson app because she is a USC grad. And then Elise stepped up and goes, Elise's favorite conversation starter or butting into the conversation is, oh, no.
Yeah.
Take it from there.
She said something about the hat. She's like, really? A Clemson hat? And I'm like, really? A winning hat?
I'm sorry, does winning offend you?
And she was like, oh, she's like, you're a Clemson fan too? And I'm like, that is not like, it sounds, she's made it sound like it was like some kind of sickness.
A sickness, and that it's rare around here.
I'm like, you know where you are?
Yeah. Did you say, be glad Cherie walked down the hall?
No, I should have. I should have warned her.
Because I am not just a Clemson fan. My whole family went to Clemson. And when people start talking about Clemson and smack talking Clemson, I will lose it on them. Because I'm like, really? Really? You want to smack talk Clemson? Bring it. Because my whole family went to Clemson. I know everything about Clemson. I was there through the good years, through the bad years, and back again for the good years, because I haven't gone anywhere. My blood runneth orange. Mm-hmm. It has since the day I was born till the day I die. My kids are Clemson fans. My whole family's Clemson fans. I'm so Clemson. My grandmother's uncle is Sam Jones. If you know who that is in Clemson history, that is the man that gave Frank Howard the rock. The rock that they rub before they enter Death Valley that gets the whole party started. My grandmother's uncle gave that to Frank Howard. That is how Clemson I am. You want to bring it? Let's bring it.
Yeah, thank God you weren't standing there. Well, because she tried to come back at me with women's basketball.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's so funny. Women's basketball. That's like, what you're going on now. They used to go on and on and on about
baseball.
Well, we've been to Omaha. Yeah. And you know what?
That's cute.
And you know what? At one point, we beat some people from Nebraska. Who was? Oh, yeah. The Cornhuskers to win our first national championship. You don't have one of those in football, do you?
Well, it was funny because Dave was like, well, I mean, I guess we can combine all of the fans of women's basketball. And you know what? Just basketball in general. We'll combine all the fans because I bet they have a bigger fan base than football. He's like, Carolina football anyway. And I'm like,
especially now, baby.
Oh, my God. He's savage. It was amazing.
Dave is very savage. It's like Dave, he kind of keeps it low-key until you step on a toe, and that is a nerve for him, too.
Well, she was like, yeah, Clemson, our basketball's going on right now. And I'm
basketball's going on right now. Said, and then you said, I love this.
I said, do you know what else is going on right now? And she was like, what? She just looked at me. I said, Clemson, playing for their national championship.
Again!
You know, for the fourth time. It's fine.
It just happens. It's random. Wait a minute. How many times have you played for the national championship? I know a lot because, you know what? USC fans, they become the fans of whatever team Clemson is playing.
Oh,
so, yeah, you've played in your mind for a whole lot.
Yeah, they think they're playing on Monday.
The irony is they have to pull for the Tigers
it's
either way.
It's because it's SEC.
SEC doesn't mean crap because the SEC does not respect you, Gamecocks. I'm sorry, they don't.
It drives me nuts. I could literally, we're getting big trouble right now, but I could literally sit here and go on forever on how Clemson is better than Carolina. I will choose not to, as to not, lose listeners, because we love our listeners.
I had to bite my tongue for so long. I dated a guy that was a sports writer for the Gamecocks.
Yeah, that was painful.
It was painful. I had to bite my tongue, but every year that we were together, we smacked them. And then finally, it was just kind of like, oh, well, after a while, it's almost humorous.
We're a house divided. Colin and his entire family they're all Carolina fans.
But they're
fans.
Not nasty about it.
No, they're not. They're so nice.
He and his family and his friends were so nasty about Clemson all the time. And I'm like, really? Okay.
Yeah, they don't. They're
oh,
so
you hurt
sweet.
My feelings.
Like, Colin wants to watch the game. He's like, I want to watch the game with everybody. He's staying home with our daughter because he's not a true fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch the game. Because we can't both go because it starts so late. It starts after bedtime.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, you're not a true fan.
Where are you going to watch it?
My parents.
Oh, you're going to your parents. Okay, so it's not like you're going out
to
party.
No, I'm just going down the street.
And you're coming into work the next day.
Yeah, so early. I've already told people not to speak to me, not to come in my office. The lights are going to be off. Like, I'm just going to be doing my work.
Okay, so the lights are going to be off. So maybe that'll be good for our Gamecock friend down the hall here.
She was struggling.
Because after making fun of Clemson and talking about USC so superior and this, that, and the other, and you know, they think they're more superior in education, too. But you know what? This Clemson girl and this Clemson girl, we both know how to turn on a light switch.
Yeah, they put in new switches in the studio.
Yeah, the new hardware, and we've always had the sliders, but below it, there's like a little clicky switch.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed, because their studio is right past ours, I noticed as we're walking down the hall that she's in there with a door open, squinting to read because the lights are off. And I'm like, well, maybe it's cooler that way, because sometimes these lights get really hot. So maybe she's cooler because it's a smaller studio than ours. And so I didn't say anything. Elise finally did. Elise walks into our studio, gets ready to record the podcast. And I know, Peaches, I'm sorry. This is funny. These are some things you need to know. She's not 30 yet. She should know this.
Yeah,
she knows it now.
She's young. She knows now.
So what happened?
Well, she was like, is there something wrong with the studio light? She was asking one of the other girls that's on that station. And she said, well, no. And she said, well, they won't come on. And I said, well, did y'all get new switches? We got new switches. And I wasn't even like, being rude or mean. I was just legit asking her.
Elise is so helpful. She's so sweet. She doesn't have a mean bone in her body.
Did you get
a
new switch? And she's like, oh, no, you did, but okay. And so I walked in. I said, well, let me look at it on the way to the studio. So I walked right by their doors right next to ours. And sure enough, same switches that we have. And so I've clicked the bottom switch. I said, all right, you're good now. She said, oh, my goodness, thank you so much. I'm like I did some big grand something for her.
Clemson Engineering, ladies and gentlemen. Clemson Engineering.
Man. She would have been in the dark if it wasn't for us and our Clemson knowledge.
Oh, but they've got basketball.
They do. And apparently soccer. She threw that at me, too.
I absolutely love her. She's the sweetest person you can meet. But don't come for me. Do not come for me and expect me not to just say
Especially
something.
Especially not right now. It's like 4 days before the national championship.
We got women's basketball. I mean, you know what? I grew up playing basketball. You know what? That is great. Women's basketball at USC
is
legendary. They are fantastic. They have an amazing coach. But don't come at me with that right now.
Yeah, don't. Mm-mm. Not right now. I am national championship mind. Like, I'm Clemson stuff. I have it laid out for tomorrow, for Monday. Like, just don't.
I mean, basically, that is like someone bragging to you that they got new shoes. And you're like, that's great.
So glad for you.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, that's something that she should learn. It doesn't even need to be by the time you're 30. It just needs to be at work. Like, leave it all out. Like, don't try to come at people for their sports teams.
And here's the thing. Be ready with some real knowledge.
Yes.
If you're going to come at me for sports team, and especially if you're going to come at Dave, because Dave doesn't play.
Yeah.
Dave goes for the jugular.
I didn't realize
that's
that.
That's like making fun of Disney.
Yeah.
I mean,
don't
make fun of something that Dave likes or something that Dave is wearing, and don't make fun of Disney.
I had no idea that this was the side of him when it comes to Clemson. I thought he just had a hat. You know, a lot of people these days around where we live, they have, Clemson paraphernalia, but they don't really, like, support the team. No, I was surprised. I'm here for it, though.
I love it. I love
ready.
That about Dave. And I do say never leave your Facebook account open and your screen unlocked around Dave.
Why? Mine's unlocked right now. What do you see?
No, I don't see anything on yours, but one day I did that, and Dave got on my Facebook page and said, as of now, I, Sheree Taylor, am no longer a fan of the Tigers. This is right. I mean, like, what, 6 years ago when we lost a game? He's like, I am no longer a Clemson fan. I'm so ashamed of my team. He literally wrote that, and it was up in the studio. I had popped out for lunch, and I came back, and people were calling me going, what did you do? And I thought it was Action Jackson that used to work with us. Yeah. I was chewing his butt out because he's a Gamecock fan. He goes, Rhea, I didn't touch it. I swear. And it was Super Dave. Super Dave is funny. He knew how mad that would make me.
You legit scared me so bad because you looked up at the computer.
I'm
and
looking
then
at
said
the time
that.
And I'm looking at Peaches, who's just shaking her head.
Well, just stop. Turn back around.
Stop. We're going to have a meeting later. We'll talk about it.
Because my office is right across from his, mm-hmm. and my computer is currently unlocked. So we're going to need to wrap this up so that I can go and turn
you're
my computer
nervous.
Off.
Now
I'm
okay.
nervous.
All right. So those are some things you should be able to do by the time you're 30. So, yes, the list said 4, but we listed 5. Turn on a damn light switch.
Bless.
God bless. She's so sweet. I like her. This is not making fun of her, but do not come for me and making fun of Clemson and
then,
not expect some of that to come back at you.
Not know how to turn the light
on. But see,
on.
You took the high road and you didn't go, Clemson!
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I always take the high road. I'm not trying to be one of those fans. Like, you know how they always say that about Clemson fans? And we say it about Carolina fans. I mean, you're like, oh, those fans are so horrible.
Those fans are bandwagon fans. We've been there our whole lives.
It's true.
All right, first of all, let's go with your gut instinct. Do you always go with your gut instinct or do you overthink?
Oh, I'm 100% overthink.
I go with my gut, but sometimes I'm ready to go with my gut. And sometimes when I do, I took apart an employee trying to be funny about something else one time on a social media thing. Do you remember you were with me?
Mm-hmm.
It felt good. It felt good. But now that employee barely says 2 words to me.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens, but that employee also dishes it out.
Yeah, but that one doesn't know how to take it.
Yep. So maybe he needs to read that, and he's way past 30.
It's true.
We love him, though. But he does know how to turn on a light.
He does.
God bless him.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
You leave on the lights for him. You share an office with
him. I do, yeah. I leave a lamp on.
Okay. A new study found we're better off just trusting our first instinct. Oh, my gosh. My first instinct with some people would be to just, like, blow up bridges. I had this great conversation with a really good friend of mine. She goes, I appreciate you giving me 2 sides of things when we're talking. She goes, because me... In this situation, I would have burned down the whole village by now. But you're telling me to stop, take a deep breath, think about things from all angles. So someone said that to me. Someone said I was a calm, rational voice in their life.
With that specific conversation, I do not overthink. I will 100% go with my gut in the certain things that you're talking about right now. But
some things I share with you about my life. You're like, you should do this and this. And I'm like, Lise, that stresses me out. Stop.
Yeah, that's different. But in actual just everyday life, things, you know, that I'm making a decision about for me, I 100% overthink. And I would never actually do half the things that I tell you you should do. I wouldn't do them either.
Oh, the conversations. I have conversations in my head about how things should go.
Oh, yeah.
I have conversations where I totally annihilate people. And I will tell this. I didn't tell you because you were in Texas when I had to go to the emergency room and was on some very strong pain medicine. I had a dream that was so real that I told every man in my life off.
Yes.
Past, present, future. People I didn't even know I was telling off.
I'm here for it.
I was ticked. First of all, it started here in the studio. Super Dave, in my dream, had said something jokingly. I went off on him, told him what he could do with himself, told him what he could do with
my
job.
Oh, my God, yes.
And then I said, I demand to go downstairs and talk to Danielle in HR. So I go to Danielle's office, which looks not like a business office anymore. It looks like a therapist office. It's like there was a couch in there and a papasan chair and like some like soft lighting and some like the scents. And she actually sells those essential oils. Mm-hmm. So it was just, I don't know. In my head, it was like that. So I'm talking to Danielle like a therapist. Our general manager comes in. I give him a piece of my mind. Salespeople come in. I give them a piece of my mind. My ex-husband shows up. I really give him a piece of my mind. Ex-boyfriend show up. Oh, yeah. Totally give them a piece of my mind. So in my gut instinct, I would have blown up that whole village of men that I know.
Oh, you would have burned this whole building down. You wouldn't have been able to come back.
Oh my gosh. And you know, I woke up panic stricken because it felt so real. I don't know what kind of medicine they had me on. I grabbed my phone to make sure that I didn't text these people or call these people because it was so real. Because literally every conversation ended with, you suck. And no, they didn't quite get that or want to hear that. You bad words Cherie should never say on the air suck, is what I said.
Mm. Yeah, good thing that was a dream and you didn't actually
go with
your
gut. So
that's
what happens when Cherie goes with her gut instinct.
Oh.
Elise, I don't know what I was on. I actually came in and told Dave about it because I did have to come in and pre-record some breaks when I was out because you were still in Texas. Mm-hmm. And so I told Dave about it. Dave goes, is there something you need to tell me that you're harboring? And I go, no, Dave, I'm totally good. I said, I actually may be good from all the ghosts and demons in my life, past, present, and future, because I exercise those demons in my dream. I said, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at Steve. I'm totally good with everything. Everything's good. And I said, you know what? I guess I was just getting it out for the new year. So I don't know.
Apparently.
Maybe I was exercising some demons. So that's what happens when I go with my gut instinct. But this article's, I'm sorry, Peaches. I know your gut instinct was to stay home, but I'm sorry. Okay, new study found that we're better off just trusting our first instinct because when we second guess ourselves, it confuses our brains. We wind up making worse decisions. It's time to stop listening to your brain and start trusting your body. Oh, wow. Start trusting a body part that's much lower on your body.
Oh, my God. What
Peaches,
is this story
did you
about?
Write this? Peaches!
Jeez.
What kind of medicine are you on, girl? Your gut. That's what we're talking about. Okay.
Oh.
What did you think I was referring to?
No, not that.
Not that. Wow. Maybe she's jumping the track, too. Okay. Anyway, new study out of England found out we're better off just trusting our first instinct. Act first, ask questions later, because when we second guess ourselves, we wind up making worse decisions.
I mean, that's definitely
the second guessing, the overthinking. Like I said, I'm an emotional avoider. So I am totally, if it's something that's going to make me uncomfortable in my personal life, I will avoid it until it comes to a head, okay? I will totally mm-hmm. avoid it. I've been trying to be better and step up and say, hey, let's talk about this. And sometimes I'm not ready to talk about things.
No.
I'm not ready to talk about things, so I'll just let you know when I'm ready to talk about things.
Nope, I'm the same
way. In my personal life. So, step up. And I do overthink everything, and I've been trying to be better about that, so I don't know about this. My gut instinct would blow up the whole village.
Yeah, definitely. Apparently.
Apparently. Whatever that was about. So we want to know what you think. Head to our website, magic989.com. Let us know what you think. Comment down below. You can even comment on the Facebook page. And you can even reach me via Twitter, via Instagram, via Facebook at The Cherie Taylor and Elise Riley. You can find her on Facebook as well. We'll have that up on our website. So let us know what you think. And of course, what we want to cover on the next Diva's Dish podcast. And hopefully Peaches will have her voice back. And,
maybe we can just have one topic next time. Apparently, we don't need multiple topics.
Well, actually, yeah. But see, these were three really good topics.
They were
great topics. Okay, thanks for joining us for the Diva's Dish podcast. And we will have more fun, more information, and of course, maybe more light switches next time.
I'm going to create a tutorial. Send it out to the company.
They did put these in. They put these in between my shift, and then I came back at 7 o'clock the other night. But I went to slide it, and it didn't come on, and I noticed there was a little switchy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not that hard.
Nope.
God bless. They taught me that at Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Look through all the possibilities, and then overthink it. Go Tigers.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.